Welcome to TNPI Talk Relationships, the unique podcast in which certified life coach T and mathematician Pi combine their expertise to delve into the fascinating intersections between relationships, mathematics, and our everyday lives. Our aim is to challenge conventional thinking and demonstrate our innate ability to make decisions and think creatively, even with incomplete information. In each episode, we invite you to participate in experiments that showcase our collective power to piece together information and arrive at conclusions. As we explore the vast landscape of relationships through a mathematical lens, we aim to enlighten, inspire, and broaden your perspective on yourself and the world around you.
Keep going.
The aim of TNPI Talk Relationships is to provide a platform for open, honest, and thought-provoking discussions about all aspects of relationships. Our goal is to empower and inspire listeners to navigate the complexities of love and communication, understanding and resilience through sharing personal experiences, expert insights, and practical advice. We strive to foster healthier relationships, promoting self-awareness and encouraging personal growth in love and partnerships. Hello, Pi.
Tarika, my sister, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. So, how have you been this past week?
Well, I've been enjoying the Bermuda sun. It's been getting warmer as the days go by. It started off a little bit dodgy. reminding me a bit of England. In the last few days, I've been able to take my jacket off.
Well, that's fantastic. But don't put it away, because in Bermuda, you get several seasons in one day here, as I'm sure you've noticed.
Is that the weather or the women?
A bit of both, brethren, a bit of both. So we have an interesting topic today, and we're going to be discussing intuition. What are your thoughts, Pi, on intuition?
Intuition. Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, intuition is an amazing tool, because it's a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And if you're able to understand your own gut feeling and use it correctly, then it can serve you very, very well. So during the course of this program, my aim is to put the numbers behind intuition, so you, the listener, can understand how to tweak your tuition and understand what is a gut feeling and not just following somebody else's lead.
So that would bring me to my first question. How would you define intuition, and how does it manifest in your life?
It's a great question. Intuition for everybody is different. It's not the same, because intuition will have a mass formula behind it. Later on in the show, I'm going to dig that one out and see what that one is. But it would have a mass formula behind it, and that mass formula has to add up. So what you would apply to that formula is the things that sort of are important to you. But later on in the show, I will be more specific when I'm working down the formula for that and for any other words associated to the dreaded relationship.
I got you. Makes me wonder, can intuition be cultivated and strengthened, or is it just an innate ability? Like, you know how we have athletes that are able to throw long distances or run long distances? Is it something that can be trained and harnessed versus something that just come naturally? Because, you know, you have people that I may not be able to run as fast as you, you know what I mean? But I can train, you know, and strengthen my ability. So makes me wonder if intuition is something like that.
Well, you make an excellent point, but until you understand what is intuition to you, then what are you training?
Very true. Very, very true. Good point. Good point. Good point.
So it's
So,
like, I think it goes back again to understanding who you are. So, your intuition is a gut feeling. So, how do you get in tune with your gut? Well, it's about knowing your code.
Right.
Because if you know your code, then certain feelings that arising you'll be able to translate that
Recognize.
and recognize. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. But you know who you are, your intuition will kick in and you'll know what to follow because you know yourself. You'll know that
Absolutely.
it's not some off-the-cuff thing because you don't respond to off-the-cuff things, but if something is triggering you, you know to pay attention.
How many of your girlfriends have had gut feelings about certain things, but when it comes into a relationship, but never followed it?
More than I can count.
What about yourself?
I have, yes. And then not followed it and have had some unpleasant experiences, put it that way.
So, how do you know now from your experience that it's not a gut feeling, or it's not a gut feeling, but a mental or a heartfelt thought?
The one thing it always has in common is knowing myself. I've learned to trust myself. So before my experience, I would always doubt. I had this doubt that, well, you know how you explain it away? You end up explaining it away and not trusting your instincts and making excuses for which is more about us than the other person because they are who they are. But not following that first, something that piques your or gets your attention and you leave it alone as opposed to dealing with it. It'll end up coming back to bite you.
Yeah. So you can understand why it's really important that in intuition relating to relationships, not only to relationships, but just in way of life, you can only really try to understand it if you understand yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting observation.
Very, very interested. Very interested indeed. So, what would you say to those who have gone into a relationship based on intuition?
Whoa. That's a good question. What would I say to somebody that gets into a relationship based on what is their intuition based on? I would need more information than just that. I would definitely need more information. Is if my girlfriend says, I am getting involved with this gentleman because my intuition tells me so. I'm gonna need a checklist, sis. Like what exactly is your intuition telling you? What do you see?
Because you see, when we go down the rabbit hole of relationships and we start talking about things like intuition and your gut feeling and how you feel, Maths tells me that how you feel is usually based off of things that have gone on before. So, for example, you might say, you trust the store that you go to, or you trust your mechanic. Yes,
Yes, absolutely.
and you believe that if anybody you send there, he will do a good job.
No, I don't
You have,
believe. I know. I
right,
know.
you just know, you just have that
I just
feeling,
know.
no.
Well, that wouldn't be so much of a feeling as to be prior experience. But
What
is
made
that instant?
you use the mechanic for the first time then?
He was recommended by somebody else's positive experience.
So it seems as if you get some intuitions, but they're generally based off of something that has gone on before.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Because you might say, I have a bad feeling about this. Well,
I've used it.
what is that based on then? That's
Previous
got
experience.
exactly.
Previous experience.
Which means then that we would need to understand trust. Because if you trust something, you understand the units within it. Because trust would be equal to credibility plus reliability. Plus, credibility, reliability. I can't remember what the last unit is. Divided by self-orientation. What does that mean? Is whatever it is you trust, does it have credibility? Does what you trust have reliability? Does what you tr is what you trust in only interested in themselves?
Okay.
And if they all add up, then trust is there. We sometimes say we trust something because of what have you, but there's formulas behind everything. Let me see if I can pull that one out, because I just thought that one. Yeah, no, but I want to get it right. I want to get that one right. I want to get that formula right if I can. But yeah, there is an equation for everything. Credible, is it again?
Not there for
Sorry, what was that?
do what?
No, I'm sorry, I thought you were saying something.
I like that. It has to add up. It makes sense. It
It
has to make sense.
must do, it cannot just be. It cannot
Off
just
the
be,
cuff.
yeah, it cannot just be words. It cannot just be, no, you say, I trust you. Well, or you trust me. Why? There's got to be something behind it, because otherwise it's just very fluid. It's very light. And
Yeah,
that's the
has
problem
no
with it.
depth to it.
I'm sorry?
Has no depth to it if it's just
Absolutely.
frivolous. If it's frivolous,
Absolutely.
then it's potentially problematic is what it is.
Here we go. I know I had it. Right. It's credibility plus reliability plus what is the I? Plus I. So it's C plus R plus I divided by S. What is I? I is credibility, reliability, and in what about this? Oh, intimacy.
Oh, good
Right.
word. Intimacy.
Intimacy. So
Okay.
now, so what it says, what Maths is saying is that trustworthiness is equal to the sum of credibility, reliability, and intimacy divided by a person's self-orientation. So the reliability simply means your action and how dependable you seem.
Okay.
Credibility, your words and how believable you seem.
Okay. Incredible.
Intimacy, your emotions and how safe people feel sharing with you.
Okay.
And self-orientation, your motives and focus on self versus others.
That's interesting.
See, once you have these formulas for every little area of what we call relationship, we are then able to balance and know exactly what's in front of us.
Okay.
And I remember mentioning to you one time about the truth. And when it appears, illusion always follows, comes with it.
Okay.
This first program's gone pretty deep, isn't it?
Yes, it has already.
But don't worry, we're just freewheeling at the moment, so we're just talking, man. So, we're just talking at the moment, so we just let it do its thing.
It seems
So.
like the questions that I've asked, it's it, the questions that I have is stuff like, but as we're talking, I'm realizing that every question leads back to this maths, basically. See, what strategy, well, how can you help someone tap into their intuition when faced with uncertainty or difficult choices?
At this point, I should tell the listeners that Sister Tariqa has this big number wheel that she plays with from time to time.
Silly.
So when she throws out these curveballs, she's usually got big wheel of numbers to select from. So don't think that she's, damsel in distress. She's got her trick. What was the question? How does one know?
How can someone tap into their intuition when faced with uncertainty or difficult choices?
Well, all I can tell you is this. If I give you a date of birth, you can give me the number. We can look up that number and we can see what that number would have to do instead of just pluck it. What do you think about that? How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
All
That
right.
means you need to know your code
I
in order
want.
to figure out how to approach
I want.
these challenges.
I want. There you go.
Ah.
There you go.
Most definitely.
How big a part does intuition play in a relationship then?
I would say it plays a significant role. I feel intuition plays a significant role in everything we do in life, not even just in relationships. It's about raising kids, it's about dealing with bosses, it's about dealing with the majority of our relationships that we have fostered in our life.
Sure.
How do you interact with your girlfriends? You're into you you you'd be surprised at to how big of a role your intuition comes into play, like muscle memory, because when you foster these relationships, that especially if you've had friends that's been in your life for most of your life, you know them. So there again comes the code, the breakdown that you just use with familiarity, intimacy. You know them. You and energy also plays a part in it, where they're coming from, self-regulation, self-awareness, basically. If you're self-aware and you know your friends, you should be it should be second nature to know where they're coming from. And that's where sometimes when people do things that are how should I say, out of character, we notice. Or if they stray from the formula that is them, you're like, huh, that's new. You know, like you've never done that before. What's going on here? So there comes your intuition again. They're not as cheerful in the day in as they usually are, or they're a bit quiet. We notice these things. Is everything okay? Your intuition tells you their energy's off. They're not as chipper and cheerful. They may have had a rough night, but you can see it, and your intuition plays a part in you asking them if they're okay, if they need help. Are you okay? You know, you're not as smiling, or you look a little sad. Those are all intuitions that we don't even realize that that's what that is.
But again, if you notice, it's always based off of something.
Yes, always based on something.
It's always sort of based because, for example, us, I can only speak myself as a man. If I saw a woman that I fancied, I would maybe misread something to say she fancied me because I fancy her.
Right.
You understand?
So, yes, because your desire has blinded you to the obvious.
Right, so
It
yes.
also makes you see things that may not necessarily be there. I've done that myself, because you emotion clouds your judgment. When you're emotional about stuff, it skews your viewpoint. That's where you need to be careful when we think, oh my gracious, his intuition is my man cheating because I feel he could just be tired or be mad that his football team lost, and you're taking it as something completely else. Why? Not because of anything he's done, but because of where you are, and you're seeing what isn't there. So that's why intuition, your intuition may not be accurate at that time because you're in an emotional state. So if you regulate yourself and understand that, like, hold on, I could be emotional. So what am I seeing that's not really there? Or overthinking, that's another thing. If you're overthinking a situation and you're mistaking it for intuition, that can be problematic as well.
Wow.
Always
So,
give measure.
I'm sorry.
You should always give measure before
Measure
you
as
react.
numbers again. Let me
Yep,
give you a
absolutely.
let me give you a date of birth. The 23rd of September. 1978. That's the 23rd of September, 1978.
I got 39. Let me make sure it's right. I got 39. So the 9 is back into 3.
So what have you got?
I got 39. What'd you get?
Yeah, so what'd you get from there then? So from 39, where'd you go?
I said that you have the 3, but it's being pushed by the 9. I don't have my book in front of me.
No, I don't
Give
want you
me.
to have your book in front of you. I want
Oh,
you,
okay.
I just want you to just, so where would you, so just go back now and think, tell the audience how many numbers are there?
There are 9.
Right. So if there are 9 numbers and you got to 39, then where do you go from there?
Well, 3 is the first number,
Right.
and 9 is the second number.
Right.
What the 3 is escaping me. I know it had something to do with.
Take your time.
Hi, because I'm a 2, and 3 is a, I want to say a triangle. Am I correct?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to work out. So what's the what's the number we're going to be working with?
We're going to be working with the 3.
Perfect, because 3 and 9 is 39. 3 plus 9 gives you 12. 1 plus 2 gives you 3.
Yes.
So the code we're working with now is the number 3.
Yes, sir.
Now, the 3 has parent codes of 1 and 2.
Yep.
The 1 is the leader, the 1 who has an ego,
Yes, sir.
the 1 who doesn't really consider others. And that is a leader, and behind that leader is a number 1 support, the number 2. 2 is capable of making leaders great. So it's an
Yes.
excellent combination there.
Mm
So that number 3 is very creative
yes.
and likes the freedom to express themselves. They were in a relationship and they felt that they were like a butterfly in a cage. How would their emotions be considering that they have leadership tendencies?
Be trapped. Erratic. Always looking for a way to get out. Trying to run. They wouldn't do well. They would die inside.
And how would that code react if they didn't trust their partner?
They would have a lot of anxiety. They would be all over the place. They would definitely, it would be problematic. It would be problematic, brethren. That's not going to be a good thing. It's not. They are going to be high strung and questioning everything, and there would be no peace in that. There would be no peace.
And if they didn't fine-tune their intuition, then every thought that comes into their head.
It's going to be a fire. It's going to be an emergency. It's going to be everything's going to be on escape mode. Everything's going to be dramatic and dramatized, and it's going to be a lot. Yeah.
Pure confusion.
Pure confusion.
So can you understand now why it's really important that one understands their code?
Absolutely.
We always
Absolutely.
go back
Because
to
then you have so many, how many people have you heard say, I don't understand this person and why are they behaving like this? And all of the intricacies, and they're frustrated, and nothing I do can pacify, satisfy, or bring peace. And they're always, well, this is why. So knowing the code of the people that you're involved with is essential to your peace of mind, put it that way.
So, Tarika, how has intuition changed for you?
Well, I know myself because I know what my code is. I understand myself better. I manage myself better. It starts with you. And I can't stress that enough. If you understand who you are better able to manage the things in your life.
I like that. I like
Yeah.
that. I like that. I like that. So, wow. So what message would you like to give to the sisters? Who, no, what message would you like to give to the brothers who feel that they are being cheated on by their partner?
Ooh, you really went deep with that one now, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going to give the brothers' advice, but I didn't want to make it look like I was colluding with them. So if I did the women and you did the men, I just thought it would be a nice balance, a
Would
mathematical balance.
definitely be a nice balance.
Yes, that was the reason why I did that.
Well, I would advise them to open communication, trust. I will first, woof, that's a deep one.
Relationships talk.
Absolutely, it really does. I ask them, what are they looking for in this relationship? Before we even go to the cheating part, what are they looking for in a relationship? And who do they think that they've chosen to be in a relationship with? Once they understand who they are first, because it always starts at home, understanding their code and who they are, and then look at their partner. This is who you chose to be with. If this is your partner's code, and where do we move forward from here? Because it's not the end all be all. There are ways to move forward. if you wish to.
Wow, hindsight is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes us brothers, when we're at that point of wanting to be in an external relationship, it's initially for selfish reasons. Initially, I'm not sure what it's like for females, but I know for Matt, for myself, it would be for selfish reasons. Once I've reached that point, then generally the last thing I want is a lecture. It's a man. Do you know what I mean? I'm not speaking for all men, I'm just speaking for myself. But if I would relate to that, then so be it.
Right.
So you kind of just want to get involved, have a good time, and then if from there, the light shines, you move forward, kind of thing,
Yeah.
because who I'm thinking, who goes into a relationship with someone like me? I go into a relationship with someone knowing that that person's with someone. My mind has to be thinking, well, I don't have a problem with that. So where I am right now, I'm comfortable with that.
Right.
And that's the mind state that I'm applying to. I'm not applying that mind state of one of our great scholars and all that sort of stuff, because that's not where right now I'm at. And
Right.
I'm assuming men think that way. You know what I mean? So for them, they've reached that point, whatever that point is. What's it like for women? Is it they've reached a point?
Oh, yes. Women leave mentally before they leave physically. And it's all fun and games till somebody falls in love, I promise you. Because women tend to view or tend to associate sex with love. Men don't. Men in their brain, they have boxes. Those boxes don't touch. Women's brains are wired a little bit differently, where everything is associated with everything. It's pure chaos up there. Where I envy men who are able to just sit and think about absolutely nothing. And then they can do that. And it's like, really? Like absolutely nothing? No, just absolutely nothing. Like tumbleweeds, nothing. Women very seldom think about nothing. They've always thinking about this and then how is that associated with that? And then it's like a constant brainstorm going on in there, where sometimes it's a challenge just to shut off the brain. So when a woman gets to a point to where she's actually contemplating stepping outside her relationship. And I'm talking about the norms. I'm not talking about the exceptions. Nine times out of ten, she's ready to go. She just hasn't figured out how to be. Men can literally go out, have sex, leave, and never think about that person again, and go back home to their wife and be okay. Many, many times that's been done, you know? So, like I said, two different brains, two different perceptions or two different thought processes, male versus female.
So how, yeah, that's deep. That is deep. So are you saying to me then, if a woman has a partner and she cheats on that partner, she's cheating on that partner with the aim to leave?
More often than not, yes.
So, but the the woman may be she may be with her husband because of the money, and her lover ain't got no money.
Well, women heal like Wolverine for the right price. So
Say that again.
I said women heal like Wolverine for the right price. So it's how many are involved with men that are wealthy? Very few. Like I said, I was talking about the norm, not the exceptions. There are
Sure,
exceptions where
I get you. I get you.
you understand? There are exceptions where she steps out strictly because either there isn't any physical, emotional, and even then, I'm gonna promise you, she's looking for a loophole in that prenuptial she signed. I promise you. If she could find a way to take the money and still get away and go, she will. But if there's no way out, she may just choose to leave the money. It depends on the person, you know?
So that then suggests to me that women are not generally created to sleep around. That's a habit
No,
they learn. That's something they
that's
discipline.
what they have been programmed to do that.
Like, yeah.
They have been programmed to do that. And I listen to them and it's like they're trying to prove a point and not quite sure. The point is never proven because men are hunters and women are just, we were created to be helpers, you know? Men just weren't. Men weren't created to be monogamous. It's a baffling thing because women were created to be with one man, but a man was not wired to be in a monogamous relationship. It's a challenge for him. I still haven't really fully grasped that concept. So when women are saying, well, men can do it, so can we. Nah, it's the master key and useless lock syndrome right there. It just is, you know? When a key can open many locks, it's a master key. But when a lock can be opened by many keys, it's a useless lock.
I like
Simple.
that. I
Yeah.
like that. I like that one. You know, that beats any formula I brought this week.
Okay.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, is there a what would you like to say to the listeners this week on the intuition? What would you say to them?
I would suggest that they get their code done so that they can, what's the word? So they can hone their intuition. They can sharpen their intuition so they can self-regulate and understand who they are so that they can better trust your intuition. I would ask them to continue to allowing your sharpened intuition to empower you to live out a more authentic and meaningful life. Stay open, stay curious, and above all, stay connected to the innate wisdom that resides within you.
Well, that's deep. That is certainly deep, 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 deep. Boy, I would say that every feeling you have has an equation. It's not just a statement that you have to say is fact. You can qualify it. So if you say you trust somebody, then what is that formula? If you say you love somebody, well, what is that formula? And so you're not being directed by
Emotion.
exactly. So
Emotion.
Well, I would say
Emotion's great, but it's a dangerous thing.
emotions do what?
I said emotions are great, but they are dangerous if they are
Well, if you
not
allow your
controlled.
if you allow your emotions to lead you,
Yep, they're dangerous.
yeah, you're gonna have a problem. So
And
it's yeah.
not, it's not like we see any of that around, right? Foggy in
Have
my
you
laptop.
if you ever if you ever think about doing stand up, I'll buy a ticket.
What you? Yeah, listen. You see my I got some comedy bits. I promise you, have you laughing?
Most definitely. I think if one is able, we need to create an outro. What would you say to end the show? And then what we would do, we would just edit this session, take out and just slice and see how it runs. Because I think we've caught quite a bit today.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
would say something like, in conclusion, intuition is a powerful and valuable tool that can guide us in navigating life's uncertainties and making decisions that align with our inner truths. By honing our abilities, listening to our intuition, we can access a deeper wisdom that transcends rationality and logic. I like that.
Yeah, but you've got to finish the show, haven't you? We're just gonna record, and then we will cut up whatever we cut up. So,
Okay.
how would you end the show? I intuition. What have we learned today? Well, sitting on this side of the fence, intuition came across to me as the ability to understand or know something immediately, so to speak, without the need for conscious reasoning. That's what kind of came across for me. It's a sort of like, as we were talking about, gut feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got.
Now, sometimes that gut feeling is instinctively understanding to the one that has the feeling. And it generally relates to past experiences or knowledge or a pattern of something. And even if you can't explicitly explain why you know it. But it usually comes into play when you're solving a problem. When, if you notice, it comes into play when you're solving a problem. It makes it all cryptic, makes it all coded, makes it all kind of, do you understand? And that's the bit that I love. Also, like you, have you ever noticed when you want to make a decision? Oh, I have a gut feeling about this or what have you. So there's that part of the code that's letting you know certain things. Yeah. And so for me, that is what came through the airwaves today from Sister Tariqa. And being able to put some units or maths behind to give us a little bit more understanding was all part of the program. So I'm humbled to be part of the first series, and I look forward to many, many more.
Absolutely. I second that. Bye.
All righty. So on that note,
So,
and then we would kind of like say something like,
as we conclude our time together, I want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to assist you. Remember, I'm always here to help you whenever you need guidance, support, or a friendly chat. If you have any questions, feel free to post on our website or our Facebook page. And don't hesitate to reach out. Take care, stay positive, and may your journey ahead be fulfilled with joy, growth, and fulfillment. Goodbye for now.
before we holler out, I just want to mention that you can get your code if you go to the maths surgery at yahoo.com. That's maths surgery at yahoo.com. Visit the site now and you'll be able to access your code. Peace and love every time. Bingo. So out of that, we must can get me stop now.